The Milwaukee County Democratic Party has opened its office to volunteers for both candidates to run phone banks, as long as the people bring their own phone. Last Wednesday night, it was Team Sanders making calls.
Hi, my name is Eric Marsh, and I'm a volunteer with Bernie Sanders' campaign.
While some calls resulted in a polite no thanks or I'm voting for someone else, Marsh perked up when he connected with a promised Sanders voter.
Oh, you are? Okay, cool. Are you all registered and everything ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Great to hear that.
Marsh and others were making calls to Nevada and South Carolina, which have contests coming up later this month. Marsh is a software engineer for a large corporation who says he likes that Sanders isn't accepting a lot of corporate dollars.
He's trying to get the money out of politics, he's trying to end the corruption, and he's trying to make the economy work for all of us.
Chantel Robertson, who's a social services case manager, says she likes the senator's promise to try to expand health care beyond the Affordable Care Act.
So if Bernie Sanders were to get what he would like for health care by expanding that, people wouldn't have to worry about their health care related to their job.
The Sanders volunteers say if their guy loses his current momentum and Hillary Clinton captures the Democratic nomination, they will support her. Though food service manager Morgan Eckern says his backing of Clinton may not be as enthusiastic.
I tell my mom that I will, but I likely will, just because of, you know, my ideology overall. But, you know, I don't think that she's the ideal candidate for what I'd like to see out of government.
But on Saturday morning at a Clinton phone bank.
This is Mary Ann. I'm calling from the Milwaukee for Hillary campaign, and we had you down as someone that's interested in volunteering for Hillary.
The Clinton calls focused on getting people to rallies or other events linked to Thursday night's debate. Phone bank volunteer Mary Ann Goetz, a retired social worker, says Hillary Clinton supports children.
And I've always been a believer in her ever since her first involvement with the Children's Defense Fund. I've just seen her as a strong woman who has dedicated her life really to the causes that are important to me.
Megan Christensen, a communications consultant, also says Clinton is dedicated to children. Christensen argues that Clinton, compared to Bernie Sanders, could accomplish things.
You know, I know people have used the term moderate versus progressive in sort of a derogatory way, but I think ultimately you have to have policies that can actually get done.
But just in case Sanders would be the Democrats' candidate this fall, the Clinton volunteers say they would back him. Jerry Lynn, a financial planner, quotes Sanders.
Absolutely, as Senator Sanders said, on either their worst days, they're infinitely better than any of the Republicans.
Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says grassroots efforts like phone banks may help Democrats close a current mobilization gap with the GOP.
On the Democratic side, it means that there are more voters to be mobilized by the campaigns contacting them and trying to get them out.
And Franklin says the Milwaukee Sanders-Clinton debate may get more Democrats focused on presidential politics. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.